Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Cantarucci's here, too. Jim's an old friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, almost 9 years now. As a member of our Brain Trust, he's the author of many books, including Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. He's a consultant extraordinaire to small business owners, people just like you, who need guidance and help in making sure that their business stays on track. And as I say, he's our good friend, Jim Cantarucci. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here, as always.
Good to have you back. Hey, Jim, one of the, I was telling the audience earlier about the old, remember the old story of if you can keep your head when all around you are losing theirs, you probably just don't understand the problem. Remember that one?
Yeah, exactly.
For small business owners, we have to keep our head even when we do understand the problem, because we're the alpha members. When it's all turning to mush, the people around us are looking to us to make sure that we're not panicking, to make sure that we're still, the true north of the company. What do you think?
Well, Jim, in Personal Brilliance, we have four catalysts, and the fourth catalyst is initiative. We've talked about it before. I think the majority of our audience, based on our testing, if they take the personal brilliance quotient, falls into the action hero category. We go to work every day and we take action. We get things done. And that energy going into our company could be a good thing. It also could be a not so good thing. The
wow.
Question
how could it be not good?
Well, the question is, how is our energy perceived by those around us that we lead? And is mm-hmm. is it a positive force so that it inspires action in others? Is it perceived as panicked and out of control and haphazard? That perception is what we need to work with, because that's the cue that's taken from those that we lead. We either have, mm-hmm. I've witnessed frantic energy from the leader, or the worst, the other extreme, absent energy from the leader.
When I think of the action hero, I pull myself out.
Go ahead.
When I think of the action hero, I don't think of that as being panicked or frantic, or I think of it as command and control. Being in control, having your cornflakes together. When I think of the action hero, to me that's one of the things you want to aspire to, it seems to me, is for people to believe that you're strong, that they want to know that you're human,
sure,
but that you've been here before. This is not your first goat roping. If there's a problem, You've at least got a strategy to deal with it, if not solve it. What do you think?
It's a smooth leadership style, right? It's one where, yeah, we do have control, even if we don't know what the answer is, or we're in a really tough bind right at the moment. We have a customer emergency or what have you. We can smoothly get through that, and we have that energy flowing through our organization,
right,
versus one where, everybody's turning a little bit red in the cheeks and they're running around in circles, and, there's a bit of a panic mode. And we have to be very careful as a leader how we bring that energy to the table, because everybody's watching it, and that perceived energy is translated, about how to act, how to be here.
Right.
And when I'm a relatively young guy and I've got an emergency like that, I look to my leader to calm me down a bit so that I can provide that smooth interaction that's going to allow us to actually solve the problem, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That brings
I tell the story about back in December of 2008 when it looked like, you know, when we didn't know what was going to happen with the economy, right? Remember that, the fourth quarter of 08? And my employees, I could tell they were getting a little jumpy. And so, you know, I got them in a room and I said, guys, I don't know what's going to happen, but here are the things this will be my seventh recession to deal with, and I survived all of the other six. So for whatever that's worth, I just thought I'd tell you that. And you know what? I think it helped.
Yeah, and that's the act of being calm, thinking through the problem, and then sharing that with people.
Yeah, I think that's important. All right, Jim, I need your website, please.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com and ELCircle.com.
Be sure to check out that ELCircle.com website, folks. It's very special. Quick break, 20 tails, stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.